It is time for all of our fellow theme park fans to come together. It's Chad and Christy, your hosts for Theme Parks and Recs, our podcast that is dedicated to all things theme parks here in Florida, the latest happenings, the rumors, insider tips, but also other things that are happening around the Tampa Bay area and around the state. If you ever want to connect with us, you can do so on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at B987FM or our website, which is themeparksandrecs.com. That's R-E-C-S.com. All right. So here's the ground we're going to cover on our latest episode, episode 49 of our podcast. We're going to talk about the final two houses at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
Okay.
Because I know a few months ago when they first unveiled, mentioned 7 of 9, and we're like, what are the final two that we don't know about yet? Now we do. So we're going to let you know about that. If your kids are back in school or grandkids and you're trying to help them get into a better bedtime routine, there's a way that one of your favorite Disney characters can help. So we will talk to you about that as well. But let's talk weddings before we get into Halloween season, because they are ready to go with Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party starting tomorrow night, August the 17th. It's still wedding season. Well, it's wedding season really all year long in Florida. We know that. Specifically, though, you think about it during the summertime. And Disney has announced 3 new places that you can now have a ceremony at Walt Disney World, and 3 that have people very, very excited. First and foremost, we are huge fans of Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground.
Yes.
In fact, Labor Day weekend, we're going to be over there again, staying in one of the cabins, which people ask all the time, what are those cabins like? Is it really cool staying there? First of all, it's like staying in a house, because you do have the bedroom that has a queen bed and 2 bunk beds. But then out in the main room, you have a full-size kitchen, full-size fridge, stove, and you have a sofa sleeper that pulls out into another queen bed with a gigantic TV. So, you know,
very comfortable.
Once you've spent your day at the parks or the pool and you just want to chill out there, it's great. Plus, they have at each one of the cabins a barbecue grill right outside, so you can experience that. And one of the other things, too, if you've ever been over to the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground and seen a lot of golf carts zipping around, it's because they rent them there on site, but they only have a limited number. So if you're ever going to go and stay in a camper or in a cabin, and you think that you would like to experience the grounds, because there's a lot to cover over there off the beaten path, we definitely recommend to get a golf cart. And here, one update too, because we love taking our dog to Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, and we talked about their pilot program where they were allowing dogs at 4 different resorts, and that it was going to be coming to an end. Well, drum roll,
please.
They've decided to extend it.
Yay.
So now you'll still be able to take your dog and stay at the Yacht Club, at Art of Animation, at Port Orleans, or at the cabins at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground.
So our dog Einstein will be very excited because he is definitely a Disney dog.
Yes, he's already sent a paw mail to Pluto to thank him for that. All right, so now back to weddings and the 3 new places that they have announced that you can get married over at Walt Disney World. Aside from Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, you can now get married in front of the Chinese Theater at Disney's Hollywood Studios and in front of the Tree of Life at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
What an amazing backdrop.
Now, you would have thought that those would have been options before, and I think a lot of people might be under the impression that the only place that you can get married at Walt Disney World is in their wedding pavilion, which is right next door to the Grand Floridian.
Right.
If you've ever taken the monorail loop, you've seen it. I think they even make the announcement that look over to your right now and you'll see the wedding pavilion. Yeah, obviously you can still get married there, but now you can also get married inside Magic Kingdom, like right on Main Street, or in front of the East Plaza Garden, or at the railroad train station. Then if you go over to Epcot, there's a bunch of places over there as well.
Right. Well, you have the Canada Terrace, the China Courtyard, the Germany Courtyard, Italy Plaza, Japan Courtyard, which is absolutely gorgeous, Morocco, the UK, and just so many different options.
And then there's the individual resorts, too, where you could get married at like the Yacht Club or Boardwalk, which is our 2 of the resorts that are right behind Epcot, which another little hidden secret. If you ever stay at the Yacht and Beach Club or at Boardwalk
or Swan and Dolphin, even
you can take a boat into the back door of Epcot. You don't have to go through the front where Spaceship Earth is. So that's another little hidden tip for experiencing Epcot. So a lot of different places, of course. If I had to do it all over again, I know you and I, Christy, got married in a traditional church setting, but I think I would have chosen the Tower of Terror.
Oh, well, you know, it does kind of give you a glimpse into your future.
And that's legit. You can get married right there in front of Tower of Terror. So,
so many different options, though, to choose from.
And in different price ranges, too. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to DisneyWeddings.com. One of those places we mentioned, the railroad, is of note right now, too, because now that annual pass holders here for Florida residents, the blackout dates are over and we can go back over again. If you like riding the train, it's down for a little while because they are doing some construction on the new Tron attraction that's going to be over by Space Mountain in that area.
In the Speedway area.
Okay. Right. And they're going to change the way, if you like driving those cars through there, that's going to change a little bit too. So the construction is happening over there, which means temporarily they are shutting down the railroad. So that's just something of note if you do enjoy going over there. But what's cool then is the train's going to be parked right there at Main Street. So it will provide some different opportunities to talk to the conductors to get your pictures on the train when they're not moving. They kind of did that same thing out at Disneyland the last time we were there because they're building the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge area at Disneyland as well as here in Florida. Mm-hmm. So they had to shut down the railroad and they actually brought out the car that belonged to Walt and his wife. So it was like an opportunity to get up close with that. They're not doing that here in Florida, but still a unique experience if you do have fans of the Disney Railway. Mm-hmm. So that's something of note then going on at Walt Disney World. All right. So now let's talk Universal Studios. Let's drive down the road just a little bit. Something that we are very excited about, Halloween Horror Nights. We go every single year. And in fact, this year we're going to be doing a live broadcast on our morning show on B98.7 from Halloween Horror Nights. We're going to have 3 weeks worth of tickets for you to go to Halloween Horror Nights on our morning show at B98.7. But I was curious what the houses were going to be this year. Mm-hmm. Like everybody, they gave us a glimpse into it a couple of months ago when they announced the first round of houses. There were two that still were not announced. And now it's bam, bam. Just in the last week, they've announced both, and both I am so excited about. If you're into classic horror, mm-hmm. the return of Mike Myers.
Well, yeah, because wasn't there a new movie that came
out
with
Jamie Lee
Curtis? There is a new
movie. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is back for it. Mike Myers is back, so it makes sense to bring it back to Halloween Horror Nights. This is going to be Halloween 4. Is what they're going to base this one on. So it's definitely a throwback to the 80s, which is always a popular thing. When they did the throwback to The Shining last year, still my favorite house that I've gone to in all of the years that we've gone to Halloween Horror Nights. But the other new one, also a throwback to the 80s. Let me just say two words, and okay. I think that's all I'm going to need to say. They're here.
Poltergeist.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Definitely something that still freaks me out as an adult.
It does me too. And it's not that that is one that's that scary in the it's not jump
creepy.
Scare scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, just creepy enough that I can't wait to see what they do as far as a house goes over at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. And that's going to get started September 14th through November the 3rd. So very excited to tell you more about that over the next couple of weeks. All right. So let's wrap up episode 49 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast with something that if you have small children or grandchildren, you're going to be very, very appreciative of, because we made the mistake, and I know every expert says, if you want to get your kids prepared for back to school, you should start scaling back their bedtime. What is it, 2 weeks or three mm-hmm. weeks? Yeah. That's wishful thinking for a vast majority of us parents. Our daughter, we even had to negotiate the other night, again, her bedtime.
Yeah.
Because she could have swore we said last year it was a half hour later than we wanted it this year. So we know kids don't want to go to bed, but how can you help? Well, they have launched the Sleep Shop Hotline at Walt Disney World in an effort to help improve the bedtime battle, if indeed you have one. So for a limited time, and this is only until August 31st, so you only have 2 more weeks to do this, you can actually hear a special bedtime message from Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, and Goofy. Here's my question. Is it only for children?
Probably not. I bet there will be a lot of adults.
Hi, Chad. It's time for bed. Which is what Christy says to me every single night. But here is the phone number if you want to set this up and have a special phone call from one of the Disney characters to your child or grandchild. It's 877-7-MICKEY. M-I-C-K-E-Y. Not like I need to spell that out. Everybody has that song stuck in their head forever. 877-7-MICKEY. 877-7-MICKEY. So set it up and then let us know how that goes if you have kids or grandkids and how much they enjoyed the phone call, and I'll let you know how much I enjoyed it.
I was going to say, or if you sign up for it for yourself, how much you did.
But again, that's only until August 31st. So that's going to wrap up episode 49 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. On the next one, we're going to tell you all about the happenings over at Walt Disney World, not only the latest updates on Epcot Food and Wine, which is happening this fall, not only with what is happening at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, but special merchandise, because they always roll out special merchandise that you can only get during Halloween time. So that's going to be on the next episode of Theme Parks and Recs. Again, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at B98.7FM, or through our website, themeparksandrecs.com. We're your hosts, Chad and Christy. Thanks for listening.